Coffee. Ever since the first cup was brewed over 1,000 years ago, there's been a pursuit to find the perfect way to drink it. We've ground, chopped, pounded, pressed, steamed, soaked, roasted, filtered, dripped, percolated, sipped, and slurped, and we're still exploring ways to get that ultimate in aroma, flavor, and enjoyment. Coffee is the number one drink of choice worldwide. Seattle is a city whose name is synonymous with coffee. From sit-down cafes on every block to drive-thrus on every corner, the Emerald City is a coffee lover's dream. Visit Seattle's historic and colorful Pike Place Market, and you'll find coffee drinkers from all over the globe searching for the perfect cup of Java. Famous for flying fish, farm-fresh produce, and hundreds of assorted vendors and curios, the Pike Place Market has been a Seattle landmark for over a century.
Are you going to get a fish today, sir?
At 35 years old, Starbucks is not the oldest store in the market. Nevertheless, it is an undeniably popular destination for people of all ages from all over the world. And here we are. $40 million customers a week spent a record $6.4 billion in the past year at 12,000 Starbucks stores all over the world.
We're open every day, Monday through Friday. We open at 6 a.m. My name is Janine Simmons, and I am the store manager at the Pike Place Market Starbucks here in Seattle, Washington.
Is there some prestige to managing the very first Starbucks?
I wouldn't say prestige, but I would just say there's a specialness about it that we get to be here and be the ambassadors for all other Starbucks across the world. As we get bigger internationally, the more folks we have coming in from overseas.
People are coming to look and to taste. Until recently, the exclusive Pike Place blend was available only at this location.
This was a coffee that was blended and roasted for our store, and it was intended to capture the whole antique essence and dark wood of the store. This is a blend of Latin American coffees, roasted much darker, so it's very full-bodied. Has kind of a cocoa-y texture, so it really does capture that kind of warm blanket feeling that you get.
There's another blend I'm interested in. It celebrates Starbucks' anniversary each year.
Anniversary blend actually came out 10 years ago. It was introduced in 96, and that's actually my first year with Starbucks. So I'm as old as anniversary blend is, which is cool in Starbucks years. It's a blend of aged Indonesian coffees, and coffees that are from the Indonesian area are very full-bodied and earthy. And when you add that age component in there, it gives it kind of a spiciness. It's really delicious.
As we're chatting, more people are entering the store. Over 90% of the visitors are tourists.
Most of the tourists, I believe, in Seattle go through Pike Place Market and always stop right in front of the store to highlight the fact that we're the first Starbucks. We also have the cruise ships that will dock down in the port of Seattle, and there's anywhere from one to three of those on any given day.
Can you estimate how many people pass through here every day?
Good grief. Buying customers, it's probably upwards of 1,000, and non-buying customers, people that just probably come in, stop in and look in, probably 1,500 a day.
It's busy. The baristas prepare about 10 drinks per minute. With over 87,000 possible drink combinations, there is a lot of choice.
When Starbucks first opened, we served only whole bean coffee, tea, and spices. So folks would come in, buy their loose leaf tea, or they'd buy a pound of coffee, and they'd walk out. There wasn't, the cafe style. That didn't come in until the 80s when Howard Schultz brought espresso to Starbucks.
I asked several visitors about what they're ordering today.
Well, I'm drinking caramel latte.
And me, I'm chai tea.
My favorite is the coffee frappuccino, no cream.
I ordered a grande single shot, non-fat, half-sweet hazelnut latte.
I'm just having a regular coffee, so I just enjoy it. Yeah.
I ordered a coffee latte. Yeah.
Is that your drink?
Yes, always in Starbucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like Starbucks coffee. To make it exactly the way you want it.
I always get Milky Valencias.
I'm having the pumpkin spice frappuccino. So good.
A latte. Love it, love it, love it.
Why spoil a good brew? No sugar, no cream, black.
That could be the perfect cup.
That is.
And the most satisfying way to enjoy that cup?
Here, right where you get it. Yeah.
Stop by the water, walk around Pike's place.
Yeah, going to take a walk at Pike's.
I think my favorite place is the cappuccino in bed, but I mean anyway, really.
Somewhere with a view.
you know?
Yeah, location's nice, isn't it? There's nice Starbucks in San Juan, and they've got little tables and chairs outside, so you can sit out there and watch people and enjoy your coffee.
Oh, I think this is the perfect setting here. There are people everywhere. There are fresh flowers.
Really.
Yeah.
Just relaxing, you know, watching the world go by.
The perfect cup is the one you like best. The perfect place might be right here. Reporting from Starbucks in the Pike Place Market, I'm Amanda Wild.